the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. That's me. This hour, this first half hour, we're going to talk to you and with you about youngest you want to live. That's right. I mentioned it a little bit a couple weeks ago, but aging defects, that is defects in your DNA and in your cellular proteins, occur in a logarithmic way. So if you're 50, you end up with 3 times the defects that you had when you were 40. Or if you're 60, 9 times of 40. So slowing aging by 20 years really makes a huge difference in how you feel and how you act. And that's one of the keys of what we'll talk about throughout our radio show, is how to slow your rate of aging. Today we have at the bottom of the hour, David Linden, the author of Touch. He's the former author, or is the current author, I guess, of the New York Times bestseller, The Compass of Pleasure. He returns with Touch. He's a neuroscientist from Johns Hopkins University, professor, and he has served for many years as the chief editor of one of the really hallmark journals, the Journal of Neurophysiology. Lives in Baltimore, Maryland with his 2 children. But the key, if you will, is he's gone into Touch, the science of hand, heart, and mind, and how touch works in those ways in an incredibly beautiful and brilliant way. And I think he, at least from my exposure to him, he's able to express this really well. You can call us with questions, 847-905-0762, 847-905-0762. I apologize that it's not toll-free. They're still working on getting those lines functional. You can always send us emails at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. And hopefully we will get your questions, but 847-905-0762, 847-905-0762 for direct questions to us. David Linden, as I said, at the bottom of the hour, he'll be here for that full half hour. In the second hour, now I don't normally talk about the second hour because some people don't get it, but we have a special guest, and you should listen to this, whether you listen to it on iHeartRadio on the podcast, or whether you listen to it archives, or whether your station carries it live. Sharona Hoffman, Aging with a Plan. She's actually, both of these are not physician this time, but have important, really important information to tell us. That's why they're on the program, and really are just superb experts in their own field. Sharona Hoffman is the Edgar A. Hahn Professor of Law, Professor of Bioethics, and co-director of the Law Medicine Center at Case Western Reserve University. She received her Bachelor of Arts magna cum laude from Wellesley, and her Juris Doctor, that is her law degree, cum laude from Harvard Law School. So she's no slouch, but she is talking about whether we should have long-term care options. That is, what options? How do you make end-of-life decision-making? What do you do for retirement expenses, savings? How do you do financial decision-making? What are the essentials for legal planning for the end-of-life? And even things such as routine. Do you drive? When do you give up your driver's license? And how do you plan for that? So she's going to join us in the second hour for the last half hour of the second hour. We also have a number of really important medical stories of the week. The first one is on extreme exercise. What is extreme exercise? Why is it bad for your heart? And what does it do? And what is appropriate amounts of exercise? We'll talk about that either first or right after the first break. We'll talk about the 3 new tests predict cancers that are tough to find till it's too late. That is radical improvements for oral cancer, pancreatic cancer, and kidney cancer. He's not ready for prime time yet, but they do show you how fast the progress is coming, and they will be ready for prime time soon. And then one that I actually need to take advantage of, seven ways to improve your posture and sit up straight. One is that first one, sit up straight, always do it. Never sit on your foot. That's especially true for women, as is the next one, ditch the high heels. Mind your workstations, that is, what should you do when you're looking at your computer? How should you be looking at it? Standing tall and try yoga, and then when you should see a professional. And my favorite, will jumping keep you from losing height? That's what a person on the walk with a doc asked me this morning, and I did not, I must admit, know the answer to it, but we've looked it up, and I think we have a relatively, we don't have a real empiric answer, we have a theoretic answer for you, so we'll be able to give you that in a little bit. But let's go, and by the way, I have been asked again about statin drugs over the age of 50 on the email line. Again, you can always email us, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, and my web browser is not functioning right now, but hopefully it will. I don't understand why I have so many problems with this, but we do. So hopefully we will get it up and going pretty soon. But in any case, I paused while I was trying to see if it was up and going again. But in any case, the message that we want to give you is that you can call us 847. Here it's going up. Now we'll get it up pretty soon. Call us at 847-905-0762, 847-905-0762 for connecting with us. And if you want to ask us questions, the UDOCS email, youdocs@gmail.com, is up. I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about this study on extreme exercise. So what they did, this is an Australian study on extreme exercise. They looked at people who had done ultra marathons. So the Gmail, by the way, is up, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. But the exercise study is a really interesting one. The researchers in Australia looked at athletes who took part in extreme endurance events. Examples were, if you will, 24-hour ultra marathons and multi-stage ultra marathons run on consecutive days. Blood samples were taken before and after the event, and what they found was that there was a leakage of bacteria from the gut into the blood. That is, these extreme events caused you to have a leaky gut. And this, again, we're learning more and more on how important the gut barrier to toxins, to food, to things that you eat, and bacteria that you eat and the products of bacteria you eat, how important that intestinal barrier is. And we keep learning more and more about it. And what this showed was that extreme exercise, and they defined that as more than 4 hours in a row. I would tell you the data, and we'll come back and say that, show it's more than 2 hours in a row. More than 2 hours of intense exercise in a row. That is without a break. So basketball players, football players, who are continuous soccer players, who continue for 2 hours, more than 2 hours, have this extreme exercise. And that causes your gut to become leaky and to allow bacteria to invade you and cause what we call sepsis or harmful effects. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm going to talk more about exercising, what's appropriate when we come back. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where we want you to take control of your genes to live at the highest quality ever. At the bottom of the hour, that is in about 10 minutes from now, David J. Linden, a neuroscientist, author of The Compass of Pleasure, but also author of this great book called Touch, The Science of Hand, Heart, and Mind. The Science of Hand, Heart, and Mind. That book is just called Touch, T-O-U-C-H. We'll ask questions like, is it true that women have more refined sense of touch than men? David Linden, the neuroscientist, will give us the answer. What should parents know about touch, and how does it influence your child's development? What makes an orgasm feel so good, and what happens in the brain and skin when an orgasm is faked? How is it different in touch? And can you, and a whole bunch of other subjects about touch, and what happens to touch as we age, and is there a way of slowing that process of touch and age? What's the relationship of touch to psychiatric and physical conditions, and how does our tactile life experience, like holding a warm cup of coffee, change your impression of those you're with when you're holding that warm cup of coffee? So all of those things are in this wonderful book, Touch, by David Linden. We also will be talking about, and I'm going to talk right now about, the subject we were talking about when the commercial interrupted us appropriately, and that is extreme exercise. So extreme exercise, if you exercise for more than 2 hours in a row, that's what I call extreme. That is fully working out for 2 hours in a row, not taking pauses. And the reason that's extreme is you overwhelm your normal buffering capacity for free radicals in your cells. So when you exercise, you create free radicals by using glucose, sugar, to produce energy. Those free radicals are normally buffered. There are three buffers inside your cell, catalase, SOD, and glutathione. And normally, as you exercise and build it up slowly, you learn to buffer those. But when you do extreme exercise, you overwhelm that. And what is extreme exercise? It's anything that you're not used to doing, or greater than 2 hours in a row, that increases your risk of aging prematurely. So what can you do? What is the maximum health from minimum exercise? It's 10,000 steps every day. Then you build that up. So after 30 or 60 days, you then do 30 minutes of resistance exercise once a week. After you've done that for 2 months and you've built it up, then you go to 20 jumps a day or 40 jumps a day, 20 jumps twice a day or 40 jumps a day. Jumping preserves, gets your bones to build stronger, as well as keeps you as tall as you can be. That is, jumping is one of the great things to cause those discs in your spine to be lubricated and to stay big, which means you stay tall or stay longer, or meaning you're taller than you would ordinarily be. And then 20 minutes of cardio 3 times a week. Those are the minimum you can do for maximum health benefit. And that's really what isn't extreme. What is extreme? Anything more than 2 hours at a time. In this study in Australia, it was more than 4 hours at a time, or consecutive days of endurance. I guess that's the back-to-backs that basketball players have. Football players don't have it. Hockey players do. Back-to-back games would be considered extreme exercise by these people. But it really is playing basketball, for example, more than 4 hours in a row. And what happens is the gut, your intestine, develops a leakiness. That is, it's as though it has holes in it, letting the bacteria from your gut, you know, you all have a lot of intestinal bacteria and other poisons and proteins, etc., across your intestine and into your bloodstream and cause sepsis in these endurance or extreme exercises. Really an interesting study. One of the others I want to get to this right before we have our David Linden, who's going to talk to us about the science of touch and the science of hand, heart, and mind. It's David Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N. Someone emailed, he's a PhD. He's a professor of neuroscience at Hopkins. Wonderful subject. He really did well. Very unusual subject. But one of the things that we were asked is about these new tests. There are a series of new tests for prostate cancer, for pancreatic cancer, for oral cancers, and for kidney cancer. Oral, that is, throat cancers, cancers of your kidney, cancers of your pancreas are usually very hard to detect. They've come up with a protein that these cancers secrete, they produce, and put it into the blood that you can measure by blood and tell if you've got an early, that is before it's metastasized, before it's spread, cancer of the pancreas, cancer of your oral cavity, that is your mouth and pharynx, or cancer of your kidney. And that's really interesting because these are really tough to diagnose, but they all secrete abnormal proteins. So we're really advancing science by learning the proteins they secrete and then being able to detect them. Now, how accurate are these? Well, one of them, for example, the cancer of the pancreas, it secretes glycopin, I can't even pronounce it, GLYPICAN1. And it and breast cancers are the only thing that produces it. So, and it in every, it was 100% effective. 100% what we call sensitive and specific. Now, they didn't do it in a huge number of people, but it was a perfect test. And the test for oral cancers, 87% of the people got picked up by the cancer. And the cancers of the, other cancer, which is the renal cell cancer, it was, they said it was perfect. It didn't miss any, and it picked up every one of 942 that they used in the test. So, and from blood tests that they had in the past. So these are tests that look like they will come. We'll have to figure out who's going to get them, who shouldn't get them. But this is the advances in medicine are coming fast and furious because the technology has made protein analysis, the technology has made understanding differences in little parts of the protein and in analyzing that so much faster, so much better. And as the internet has spread, we got many more people thinking about these problems. So when a parent or relative gets pancreatic cancer, one of the scientists, the first thing they do is say, we should have picked this up earlier, and how can we do it? And they look for ways to look for these tumors. So all you do is spin the blood sample, break open the what's holding the proteins there, and then have a sensitive test for measuring that protein. None of these things are easy. None of them would be fast, but they're now, with the advances in technology, really fast, really easy, and can be done much less expensively than ever in the past. Send us your questions. What do you want to know about touch? Because we're going to get to speak with the expert on touch, David J. Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Compass of Pleasure. But David Linden is a professor of neuroscience at Johns Hopkins. He's coming up right away. And he was editor of the Journal of Neurophysiology, so he's a true great scientist, but he can express things, if the book is any judge, very well. And he's here for you. Email us your questions at udocs@gmail.com. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Take control of your genes. Stay well.
Are you an athletic person who's into fitness? Then you need to share with your friends the news about Action Energy's Sport and Fitness Energy Shot. It's made for you. Whether you're a weekend warrior or you keep a regular fitness regime, this exciting energy blend is the one. It's scientifically formulated to help sports and fitness enthusiasts increase their performance with a unique blend of caffeine, vitamin B12, electrolytes, raspberry ketones, and amino acids to help increase endurance. Now, that's the kind of sports and energy shot I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores or go to actionenergyae.com and check out the Sport and Fitness Energy Shot from Action Energy. Be the difference ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a great guest this half hour. We always do. And by the way, you can ask us questions at udocs@gmail.com. None of the usual people write in have written in. I'm worried about my email not working because I haven't gotten a call on or an email on this email, which I use for the show, since 2:54 this afternoon. So Don or Muriel or Marcia, who always write in, maybe all three of you have taken the program off, but if you're any of you are out there, just drop me a line just so I know the Gmail is working. Udocs, UDOCS@gmail.com is a way of asking questions. And I'll put them to David Linden, who is the author of Touch. It's a wonderful book. Excuse me. It's a wonderful book because David Linden is a really great scientist. He was the editor of Journal of Neurophysiology. That's no slouchy journal. That's a really hard, what you would call hard science journal. And he describes touch and the mechanisms of touch in a really lucid and with enviable lucidity, as I like to say, because it's so good and so easy to understand. This book really is the science of hand, heart, and mind, as the subtitle. You can address David Linden, davidlinden.org, davidlinden.org. And he is, as I said, a professor at Johns Hopkins. No slouchy school either. David, tell us, how did you decide to get into this field and write a book about touch?
Well, there were a couple of different reasons. And this is the third book I've written about brain function for a general audience. And I always have my eyes open for a topic that I think is central to people's human experience, where there is some new science to be told and where someone else hasn't just recently written about it. And touch, the topic of touch filled all of those three categories. And in addition, it just turned out that while I was writing it, I realized that my home institution, Johns Hopkins University, was a world center of touch research. And so over lunch with my friendly colleagues, I was hearing stories about the forefront of touch research every day, and really I became a fanboy of touch research. I don't work on it in my own lab, but I admire it, and so that's what got me going.
And will we get one on smell one of these days?
Well, you might get one on food, which would encompass both smell and taste and appetite and motivation and all those things.
Great. Because I think smell and the smell and taste of food is something that is underappreciated, if you will, and hopefully someone can write something in the lay in a way that explains it to us normal humans without having to know a ton of neuroscience. This book does that, and you talk about touch and child development. So I wanted to, if you will, touch on that. Thank you. Pam did email me, so my email is working. So Pam, thank you for at least showing me that my email is working. I was getting worried since no one had emailed me of the usual people who email me. And like Pam, you can email and ask questions, udocs@gmail.com. And now Don has emailed me, so I feel better. Anyway, Don writes, in soggy, waterlogged Cleveland, we've had about 3 inches of rain today. But let's talk about touch and child development, and then I'm going to get into one of the questions just asked. But go ahead, touch and child development, how does it influence it?
Well, it turns out that touch is absolutely critical for normal development of children. You can be born blind and have a perfectly great life and be cognitively normal and have good relationships and have a family and a career and everything. The same if you're born deaf. But if you're born with your sense of touch intact, but you are deprived of interpersonal touch in the first 2 years of your life, then a disaster ensues. And we know this mostly from orphanages in Romania in the 80s and in the early 90s in the regime of Ceausescu and in the years that followed shortly thereafter, where there were these grossly understaffed orphanages. And basically, the babies and toddlers were just left by themselves alone in their cribs. And they developed these horrible self-soothing rocking movements. They had terrible attachment disorders, cognitive delays. But it wasn't just problems with their mental function. They actually had problems with the development of the digestive system and the immune system. And the good news is that if intervention came with even a half an hour a day of touching by a caregiver, that was sufficient to reverse the deleterious effect. But the bad news is if it didn't come in the first 2 years of life, then basically you're imprinted forever. In other words, these problems that develop as a result of a lack of loving touch will then stay with you for your entire life.
And now we often hear that breastfeeding is a good thing, and that even if you're doing formula feeding, you should put them against your skin if you're a woman.
Not just for women. Dads can do it too. Right. And so actually what you're talking about, I believe, is called kangaroo care. And it was developed in a neonatal intensive care unit in Colombia. A unit that had very little equipment, had a terrible infant mortality rate. And their motivation was just to kind of keep the infants warm because they didn't have enough incubators for their preterm babies. But what they realized was, in addition to help keeping the kids warmer, having skin-to-skin contact has an enormous benefit from the touching, from either mom or dad, and it benefits not just preemie babies, but all babies. We are hardwired to take comfort from appropriate interpersonal touch. It conveys a sense of safety, and this is very important in early life. And in both humans and also in critters who don't get that parental touching, mostly maternal touching, early in life, when they grow up, they have exaggerated stress responses and elevated stress hormone levels and a whole sequelae of problems that result from them.
And now the other part of this, and by the way, we're talking with David Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N, author of Touch, the Science of Hand, Heart, and Mind, and you're hearing exactly how precise he is scientifically, but how easy it is to understand. You can go to davidlinden.org for more information. But talk about the, do women have a better sense of touch than men?
That's a really interesting question. So it turns out that if you take, say, 1,000 women and 1,000 men, and you bring them into the lab, and you ask them to feel with their fingertips some very finely spaced ridges that are pointing in one direction or another, and to use that as an indication of their fine touch sensation. And, of course, the fingertip is a very sensitive place on the body for fine touch discrimination. What you find is that, on average, the women do better than the men. And so you might think, oh, well, maybe there's something special about women this way. I hear music coming up. Does that mean I should?
That means we have a hard break. We'll
All
finish
right.
this answer right after the break. We're talking with David Linden, author of Touch, and we'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. I'm talking with David Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N, davidlinden.org. And the book is, that we're talking about is, that he wrote, that's a wonderful book, and you can tell that by the way he is both precise and easy to understand, is called Touch, T-O-U-C-H, The Science of Hand, Heart and Mind. We were talking about women having a little more sensitive touch in the laboratory if you took 1,000 of them, and that's when we got interrupted by the appropriate commercials. If we don't get interrupted by the commercials, we can't have the show, so please do tolerate them. But David, talk to us more about women and their touch.
Right, so if you look at like a wide range of 1,000 women and 1,000 men, the women on average do better. But if you look, what you find is that on average, women have slightly smaller fingertips than men. And if you look carefully at the data, the men who happen to have unusually small fingers do as well as your average woman. And the women who happen to have unusually large fingers do as poorly as the average man. So here's the reason. It's not like a difference in women's brains or a difference in like the softness of women's skin that allows it to be indented more easily. It's just that you have a set number of fine touch nerve endings in your finger pad. And if your finger pad is bigger, then they spread over more area and the gaps between them are larger and you're slightly less sensitive. And so the reason that you have an average difference between women and men is a rather trivial reason. It's just because women on average have smaller fingertips.
Now, we've got a set of questions, and Donna asked one. When you're in love, why does touch feel different, and is it really heightened?
So that is a great question. I think, and it comes up onto something that, you know, a very, very central point for all of neurobiology, and that is we like to think that our senses provide us the most accurate representation of the external world, and that if we want to, we can act purely logically based on that data. And that turns out to be utterly and completely wrong. In other words, all of our sensation is dependent upon the situation, upon our past experience, upon our personal history and expectation. And so the example that I like to use is, imagine a caress from your sweetheart on your arm during a very loving, connected time. You know, you're sitting by the fire, feeling mellow, and everything's good. Feels real nice. Now imagine that very same touch in the very same place on your arm with the very same pressure and the very same speed. Everything about the touch is the same, but now it's in the middle of an argument with your sweetheart. It's not just that these things feel the same, but upon reflection you think about them differently. They actually feel different in the moment. And the reason for that is that higher areas of our brain that compute things like context and social cognition and fear and anxiety and love and lust and all these things, they send signals to the parts of our brain that are processing the facts of touch, and they modify them. So our gestalt sensation is a mixture of context and the pure touch sensation. Another great, my favorite cartoon, there's a man and a woman driving in a car, and the man's behind the wheel, and the woman has a bag of groceries on her lap. And the man says, "P.U., what smells like farts in here?" And the woman says, "That is the expensive French cheese we just bought." And he said, then the man says, "Oh, well, in that case, what smells so delicious in here?" Right? It's the exact same right. sensation. It's just your expectation that changes it. And that's what happens. That's what changes your touch sensations when you're in love.
Now, is that also true with orgasm? In other words, why does orgasm feel so good? Is that relate to the same thing?
Well, the reason orgasm feels so good is that it produces activation of not only the part of the brain that's involved in just telling you the facts of touch, where on my body am I being touched, in what fashion, how intensely, but it also produces activation of the brain's pleasure circuitry, a center called the medial forebrain pleasure circuit. Medial just means in the middle, forebrain means towards the front, and these are neurons that use the neurotransmitter dopamine. And so this circuitry is activated during orgasm. It's also activated if you take a puff of a cigarette or inhale cocaine or smoke cannabis or drink alcohol or take heroin or exercise really well or eat food when you're hungry or drink water when you're thirsty. All these things that are deeply pleasurable and rewarding activate the circuit. So if you have damage to your pleasure circuit, then you can have an orgasm that's not pleasurable. And you think, well, how could that possibly be? Well, it's more convulsive than compelling. It's more like whoops than like what one would normally experience.
Now, if touch is good, which is pleasurable a lot of times if you're in the mood, then a massage should feel really good when you're in the mood, if you say, I'm going to relax with it. And if you're tense and say, I've got to worry about things when you're going for a massage, it should feel less good. Is that right?
Well, that's right. In other words, all these sensations are completely dependent upon your expectations, your mood, your context, your anxiety, right? Imagine an arm around the shoulder. Well, an arm around the shoulder from your buddy is different than an arm around your shoulder from your domineering boss, which is different than an arm around a shoulder from someone hitting on you in a bar, right? They all feel different, and they all feel different because of context. And the realism that the very same physical sensation can feel so different is because what we experience is a blend of the pure physical sensation and all these other signals about what's happening and what has happened to us in that moment in our lives up to that moment.
Now, another question on love, if you will, is what happens when an orgasm is faked? Does the skin react the same way?
Well, it turns out that if you really want to tell if your partner is faking an orgasm, there's one part that's impossible to fake, and that is that the rectal muscles contract about 5 times per second during a genuine orgasm. So in one experiment, they had women being stimulated to orgasm manually while they're in the brain scanner, and they have a probe in their tuchus, and they have the other women doing their best fake orgasm. And the fake orgasm doesn't activate either the brain's pleasure center, nor does it cause that that rectal flutter.
Well, the book is called Touch, and it is The Science of Hand, Heart, and Mind by David J. Linden, L-I-N-D-E-N. It's a wonderful book. He explains complex things just incredibly well and compellingly with great stories, as you've heard. DavidJLinden.org, The Science of Hand, Heart, and Mind. The book is called Touch. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always find us archived at RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.